got to release it from your mouth. Come on, you got to get it out. You got to get it out. Come on, let's declare it right now. 2023 should be a year of great victory for me and my house, me and my family, me and my church, me and my community, as we continue to grow deeper in God and to help others come out of darkness over into God's marvelous light. We call for a revival, and it starts with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It may look like a duck, dear God, but we're calling it an eagle. There may be a lot of things you see in the culture today, and it looks like a duck. I could go down a long list of quacking stuff. But now you want to get out of your mouth. But what does God say? What does God say here? And listen, it's real simple. We've been over this before. Just don't give in to your feelings. When you speak from your feelings, you can't speak faith. So keep stirring your faith and then speak what God says. Not what you feel and not even necessarily what you think. Speak what God says. So here's how we conclude things on this morning. By celebrating the immense price that God has paid on our behalf. That's where communion comes into play. There are two primary sacraments that Jesus gave to the church. One is water baptism, and then the other winds up being Holy Communion. Now, there's other things, too, that we can talk about and look at and we can express, but the case being is that God wants you and I to make sure we are participating in baptism and Holy Communion on a regular basis. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, you should have the elements there at your seat. And you can begin now to go ahead and expose the elements, the bread and the cup. As I read God's word here. It says, "For I passed on to you what I received from the Lord himself on the night when he was betrayed. The Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, 'This is my body which is given for you. Do this. In remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant between God and his people. It's an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes.'" Yeah. So this is a time now where we get to worship God. Remember these 4 points again when receiving Holy Communion. We're worshiping God for what he has done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, we were celebrating the birth of Jesus. But today, we are acknowledging afresh his death on our behalf. Secondly, this is always a reminder to us of God's faithfulness, even in the worst of times, that God is committed to be right there for you. And as we were singing earlier, he's never failed you yet. And he won't. Hallelujah. Thirdly, this is surrendering to God's way of thinking, doing, and being in life. When we receive Holy Communion, we're saying, "God, yeah, it's not my will, but it's yours now. That is done. Help me to change and transform in my thinking to bring honor and glory to you." And then lastly, it's declaring that whatever opposes us pales in comparison to the one who stands with us. Whatever may be coming up against you, it cannot prosper. The weapon may be formed, it cannot prosper. Watch this. Because of who stands with you. Yeah. So when we receive Holy Communion, this is what we're reminding ourselves of. It's a time of worship. So go ahead, open up your mouth just for a moment. Just let God know how much you love him and how much you appreciate him here in 2023. Lord God, we bless you with all of our heart. We just want to take a moment here just to say thank you for being so good. Father, there's times that we've missed it. There's times that we didn't say the right things. There's times we didn't do the right things, but your love has never changed. And we're so grateful for that. We're so grateful for your protection. We're so grateful for your power. We're so grateful for your peace. We're so grateful for your provision. But most of all, Daddy, we are grateful for your presence that lives big within us. We love you, sir. So, Father, with a heart of gratitude, we take this bread now as a representative of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ that was scourged on our behalf, that was crucified on our behalf, that was buried on our behalf, but then also rose on our behalf. We say thank you for the body of Jesus. You may receive the bread. And as you receive it, say it out loud with me: by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, I was healed. Therefore, I am healed. Sickness and disease, pain and maladies, injuries and accidents cannot prevail. I have a covenant of healing with Almighty God, and I receive it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then, of course, the second part of it, he takes the cup. And this cup represents the blood of Jesus. As we would sing, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's his blood that binds us into this eternal relationship with Almighty God. On your worst day, just doing your worst things, you can't break away from what this blood has done for you. And it's permanent. It's eternal. Yeah. And we've been forgiven. So with that in mind, you may receive the cup. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Lift up two hands unto heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We magnify your name. Come on, just worship. You don't need any prompting. Come on. Your spirit already knows what to do right here. Come on, we are so grateful, Daddy. Yes, for all that you poured out on our behalf. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, for bearing our sins, bearing our sickness, bearing our disease, bearing our shame, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly in you. We are so grateful, sir. We love you. And Daddy, we are looking forward to an amazing 2023. Thank you for bringing us to this point. We are in the blocks. We are set and ready, Daddy. Yes, and we will run hard with you. We give you glory now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yeah. Hallelujah. Come on. Mm-hmm.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence.
You never fail me.
Yes.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness.
Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Come on.
You never fail, no.
Yeah. Come on. Put your hands together.
I see you move.
You move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet.
Yeah, I never will forget, sir. You never fail me yet. I remember.
I never will forget.
Yes, sir, I remember.
You never fail me yet. I never will forget.
Hallelujah. 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 Everyone do this with me just for a moment. Just bow your heads right there where you are. Close your eyes where you are. Come on, you at home as well. There is no greater way that you can start off your 2023 than by surrendering your life to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called a relationship. A relationship that we surrender. And just come to a place to say, not my will, but yours be done, God. Now, it doesn't mean that you do everything perfect. But it means that you have this commitment now that you're running after God, just like he's always run after you. So if that's you, you've never made that decision before, whether you're here present or you're online, I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. I want to make the introduction for you and our good, good Father today. Or secondly, you may be here and you say, well, yes, I'm God's son. I'm God's daughter. I know that. But you just know that you've kind of gotten away. Just like what we talked about where, you know, maybe you hadn't loved him like you did in the beginning. There were certain things that you would do in the beginning, but you kind of drifted from that now. Okay, listen, there's no condemnation to you, but receive the encouragement today. Come on back to your first love. So if that's you, you need to rededicate your life today. Make a fresh start. Let me pray for you. Let me pray with you as well. My heads are bowed, eyes are closed in prayer. There's two invitations out there. Number one, you want to come into a relationship with a good, good Father. Or number two, you just want to renew that relationship today. Come on, here in auditorium or at home, either one, my heads are bowed, eyes are closed in prayer. If you desire my prayers for either one of those invitations, just let me know right now by just lifting up one hand under heaven right there where you are. Come on, even at home, I want you to lift up your hand. And stretch it high. Yeah. God loves you. And he's got great things that he wants to accomplish in your life. Glory to God. Here's what we're going to do here. Everyone together, lift up two hands now. Say this out loud with me. Father, thank you so much for loving me so and giving to me your best. Your son, Jesus. Who lived for me, who died for me, and who rose for me. Today, Jesus, I embrace you as my master, savior, Lord, and king. Thank you now for making me your own. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody just rejoice right there for a moment. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Come on, we're rejoicing for you. Yeah. Or maybe you say, you know what, but I'm one that wanted to rededicate my life. Well, that's good. Everybody lift up one hand under heaven now. Say this out loud. Father, thank you for never giving up on me. I know I may have disappointed you in the past, but you have never disappointed me. So I decide today to make a fresh commitment to come back home to you. I turn my back on sin and my plans, and I embrace your plan today. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Come on in, rejoice then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, consider yourself renewed. Say it with me. Say, I'm renewed.